This is Queen Neen, and I will be coming out with a new podcast called Now in My Glass, where weekly, monthly, bi-weekly, I don't know, whenever the mood hits me, I'll be sharing with you what I'm drinking and what's in my glass. And maybe you can find something new to try. Maybe you can revisit a drink that you haven't had in a really long time. And I'll be coming to you from my friend's house, a restaurant, a tasting, or my own home. I don't know. Depends on where I am. So look out for Now My Glass on the IDS Network, coming to you soon.
This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by the IDS Network, where you can listen to shows such as The In Deep Show, Recap the Recap, The Un, and it's also brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself 33% off shipping. 33. No, not shipping. No, get 33% off free shipping. Worldwide.
Get it right.
Worldwide?
Fuck up the sponsors.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, bitch.
Yep. Okay. Wait, did you just... Okay. You know what to do, people. You've heard this 10,000 times. Just go do it. Oh, hey, and also...
Being in show business has its advantages. But when it comes to my hair, I insist on a clear advantage. Light Touch from Posner. It's one of the lightest conditioners and grooms you can buy. Watch this. Here's what happens when you look at me through another leading brand and another. But Light Touch is so light, so crystal clear, you're looking through it right now. For silky, shiny, light-feeling hair, get the clear advantage. Posner Light Touch.
Posner, positively beautiful.
That was for Lady Row.
Welcome to Recap the Recap, or RTR for short. Thank you for joining us today.
Someone actually asked me, is the name Recap the Recap, or is it RTR for short?
I find it really hard to believe somebody...
I'm sorry.
Really? Somebody said RTR for short? They really thought that's what the show...
I'm just trying to tell you what someone asked me. I can't make this shit up. Is it the name of the show Recap the Recap, or is it RTR for short? And if so, what does that mean?
So if I say the show is called Recap the Recap, it should be or RTR. Would that make them feel better?
I can ask them next time I see them. I'm just saying.
Does that make more sense? Anyway, hey boy,
I've been knowing what you're talking about.
I'm going to say hey boy, hey, because I feel like that wasn't a lady asking that question. Or hey girl, hey.
Because it could have been a lady asked that question.
I said or.
No, you said what you felt.
I said I feel like it was a dude that asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go, hey boy, hey? They can't see me doing that.
I don't want you to do either, but
hey,
the people seem to like it, so I'm going to roll with it.
Roll with it, son.
Rolling with kitten play.
Now, right? Well, either way.
Either way, guess what, Queen?
Ayo.
There's big shit going down on the IDS Network.
Yeah?
Sorry. I'm going to run this saying into the ground.
What?
Shows are dropping.
Oh, yeah.
Unexpectedly, like bird shit around here.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to say something.
Have you ever been hit with that?
At least four times.
I think twice for me.
Yeah.
One when I was in the park reading a newspaper, and it landed on the newspaper, and the other one on my shoulder.
Yeah, I got chest, shoulder. I want to say I got hair also.
No.
Yeah.
Mm. That's supposed to be good luck.
It's a biggie. It's a biggie line. It's a classic biggie line.
You said classic what?
It's a classic biggie line. So
how's it go?
Drop unexpectedly like bird shit.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm saying it's supposed to, you know, it's then supposedly good luck.
Right. You know, that has to been the only person more switzy than you that came up with that. Because technically, isn't that the most absolute worst luck that you could have?
I would think so, because I felt horrible.
I mean, here's another question I want to know. Since we're on the topic of bird shit.
Okay.
Welcome to Bird Shit 101.
Right.
We're your host, Queen of Big B. How do birds know that you just washed your car?
Maybe you do something to anger them, or they're just flying by, or you parked it under a tree that they're hanging out.
Maybe if you keep your shit with stealth mode dirt on it, they can't find your car. But as soon as you take that layer of salt and grime and shit off your paint, they're like, ooh, look at that.
Okay, great.
Do birds strain?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do they? I'm just shit that I wonder.
I don't know. Really? Okay. Great. Well, welcome again to Recap the Recap, or RTR. That was for you.
There was one bird just flying lower than the rest of the pack.
Where has an excellent aim.
And that man went, no, he couldn't get no higher, and he let off, and he was like, all right, I'm back up there with y'all.
Really?
He was flying under the formation.
You done?
Okay. Do you want to continue to drink before we start recording? It's up to you.
I just wanted to introduce myself, and then so you could introduce yourself.
Okay, go ahead. I'll finish my bird banter.
Okay, great. Well, this is awkward. I am Queenine.
You are in all of your splendor.
True that.
True that.
You can find me on Twitter. Shut up. At MS_SmartyPants with a Z. You can find me on Facebook at Recap the Recap Show. Don't be shy. Send me a friend request.
It's Recap the Recap Show? Facebook. Remember, okay, my bad.
Because remember, email. I accidentally set it up as a person and not like a fan page, whatever. So, but on Twitter, you can also find the show at Recap the Recap.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
B? Sir?
Good day, good people.
Tip of the hat.
I am your man, Big B. In case you have not recognized or noticed, or maybe my voice has changed because I've become a fat bastard. Oh. And my vocal cords are being engulfed by fatty tissue, and my voice has changed slightly.
What?
I'm just saying. It happened. Really? I'm real. There's a lot of fucking podcasts out here that's just not real with you people. I'm real. I put on a bunch of weight. I'm a fat son of a bitch right now, and I'm working on it. Okay?
Really?
So, my voice may sound different. It may not do to the women what it used to do.
Okay.
But I'm working on it. The Rocky music is in the background. As soon as I get over my back and leg issues, I will be back in the gym full force to bring it to you so sexy the way that you're accustomed to it. If you want to find me in the meantime, if you're a Facebook friend, check me out on there. I'm always talking shit on there. If you're not, well, there's probably a reason why you're not, but you can always go to the In Deep show page and holler at us there.
Hit that like button.
Hit that like, man. Come on. Y'all know y'all like thumbs up. Just go on and do it. Okay? And you can also find me sweeping the trash on the Twitter streets at NDeepShowB, spelled all the way out. Did you just hear the fat right there? That was the fat. I don't know.
Shut
if you,
up.
No, I don't know if you heard that. That was a fact.
I didn't.
Engulfing the vocal cords. And You can leave us feedback and messages in the places where Queenine just told you. Or you can give us a call at
202-750. Hey, look at you. 1437.
Or 1IDS.
Good job.
People do it. You know you want to.
You need a gold star for knowing that.
Let's just be real with it. Okay. Let's be real with it.
Let's do it.
Look at your Facebook posts. I read some of your Twitter shit. You know you want to talk some shit to us. Just don't feel like we are going to unleash Thug Princess on you to have your mama second guessing your birth. Just go on and send us the feedback. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you like, don't like. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you want more of.
I feel like I'm in the In Deep show all of a sudden.
How many more times do we have to tell you we're here for you? We're all about you. You are the lifeblood of what we do. But enough of that, Queen. This is your show. I've babbled far enough.
Really?
I wonder if
I feel
those
like you're not done.
Turkey buzzards, do they do in-flight bowel movements or do they land? Because they eat raw. They eat rotten meat.
I'm not sure.
That's nasty. You get hit with that. That has to stop.
Okay.
I saw a turkey buzzard today
in
the hood.
Can we be done with this?
Turkey buzzard's not supposed to be in the hood.
Can we save this for another show?
I know they're by Drew's house. I'm not saying that she live in the hood. I'm just saying.
You mean in your neighborhood, right?
Okay. Closer to Drew's neighborhood.
You don't live that far from her. Don't act like it.
I understand.
Anyway. Okay. I know you remember this dude. A lot of guys don't want to remember this dude, but
Pee Wee Herman?
No, remember Prison Bay? Prison Bay, the dude. Come on, I know all y'all dudes out there were hating on Prison Bay.
It wasn't necessarily him I was hating on; it was the idiocracy that surrounded him.
Well, I mean, he got famous for a minute. His name is Jeremy Meeks, but see, you do remember Prison Bay. All right, so just found out. He's not as, well, I mean, you know, a lot of people found him cute or sexy or whatever or hot, but
they Photoshop his mug shots.
No. That did not get him out of going to jail because that nigga's still going to jail.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I guess he thought he was cute and everybody was sweating him. And, you know, they did the whole GoFundMe Kickstarter kind of thing to get him some money, you know, for his, you know.
Newports and ramen noodles, people. That's where your money's going.
Now. Because now he was sentenced to 27 months in jail.
Whatever his lawyer turns over.
And 500 hours in substance abuse treatment.
Public defender.
Well, probably. So, if you guys remember, he was brought up on weapons charge and a gang charge. You know, what was it? Last year, I guess. Last year. But so his whole thing was, look, he said, thank you for all, you know, all that you guys are doing. But I just want to let you know, that's not who I am, girl. That's not really me, boo. He said, I'm not some kingpin. This is not, that ain't me, girl. Please continue to send your letters to X name jail. Come
and
on, girl.
Guess what his conversation is going to be in about 4 months? Dude, that's not who I am. Please. Please, just let me. Let me go.
You know what?
All
right.
I'm sorry. Queen.
Yep.
Valentine's Day is coming.
It is, yeah.
I want to give you your gift now.
Thank you.
Feel free to read it on there if you like.
Okay, great. Thanks. What's on the back? You are so random.
Would you like to share?
No, I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Come on, Dad.
I'm going to save this.
It's a wonderful gift. No, wait a minute. You can't save it. It's mine to redeem.
So, wait a minute.
It might
really?
Be missed. Might be missed Valentine's.
I mean, a couple, a little bit. You were in a hurry to write this?
Valentine's gift.
Because I'm like, kind of it doesn't. I'm like, I'm not really sure what it means, but I'm going to save this till next week because it'll be closer to Valentine's Day. Yeah.
But right. It's It's actually one of four.
One of four?
Interest.
This is only for one.
That's the one that I'm redeeming.
Okay.
Interest is so a central picture.
I have to turn this in?
No, I just did.
You're retarded. Okay, all right. So I know everybody by now has heard about James Robinson. He's the Detroit man that's walked 21 miles to work. It's a super awesome story. And for those of you who don't know, so James Robertson. Okay, I don't know if I said Robertson, but it's Robertson. So anyway, so he has been walking 21 miles to work. I'm like, what
is his job?
He works, let me see, where does he work? I know I saw it like a second ago. Where does he work? Oh, he works at a factory making $10.55 an hour. So the reason why he is walking to work is because his car broke down and he hasn't been able to get a new one because he makes $10.55 an hour and he works from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. So he hasn't been able to save up enough money. So some kid saw, you know, the story and he was like, you know what? I'm going to do something awesome. I'm going to do a GoFundMe page for him, for James. And he said he initially, when he put it out there, his goal was $5,000. So he turned around and was like an hour later, it was already $2,000 that was already there for him. So now to date, it is $310,000.
See, I told you.
And
he's going to have a fucking Bentley.
And not even that. They gave him a 2015 Ford Taurus. That shit is sick. It's red.
Who gave it to him?
The car dealership gave it to him. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what are we doing with that GoFundMe money?
Paying for insurance? Yeah, because Rogers Chevrolet gave him a car.
Okay.
So,
Here's the thing, people.
What?
I work two jobs.
We need a young white kid to hear your story. That's what your problem is. Just get on the news.
Danny, are you out there?
Get on the news. And then a young white kid will hear your story.
I'm reaching out to Danny.
Put that shit on GoFundMe. And next thing you know. Because it was another guy, too, that would see him walking around and would give him a ride.
Danny would probably sign me up for Go Fuck Me.
Oh, God. Oh. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hi, Danny.
Okay. Yeah. Really sorry to hear. Wait, do we really know a Danny, or are we just putting out like Danny is the... Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so another guy that was giving him a ride, like, you know, when he would see him...
He better broke him off and got him a new whip, too.
No. So, Blake... Pollock, which is an interesting name.
I'll run that bastard over.
Right. So he was giving him a ride, like when he would see him, he said he kind of estimates he's giving him a ride like 100 times, you know, in a year, right? So he was also integral in helping him get this car, too.
You know, he probably really gave him a ride like 15, 20 times.
Well.
You know, black people exaggerating.
He's not black. He's white. Pollock. Hello? Pollock? Hello?
Pollock?
Pollock, yeah, that's his last name. First name, Blake. Not sounding black. Anyway, Blake. So, you know, he saw him one day, like, cutting through the parking lot, and then they start talking, and, you know, he was just like, I can't, you know, I'm seeing this guy every day just walking. You know, so he was like, so he just eventually started talking to him, and then he started giving him rides when he was able to give him a ride, and then sometimes he would wait for him to get off of work, and then he would give him a ride home just to make sure he got home safe, you know? So, you know, I don't know. I think that's super cool because it tells you that there's still really good people out there.
Can I tell you the tragic end to this story?
What is it?
This gentleman has been battling diabetes, and him walking to work has gotten his weight down and got him good. And now he got this car. He's going to be eating.
He's going to be eating
pork rinds and shit on the way to work.
You know what? I highly doubt that. So also the young dude was able to get him insurance. Well, find a quote for $15,000 a year for insurance.
His agent?
No. I mean, he was just looking around trying to help this man because he realized.
You got $300,000. Well, this is help you need.
This is, hey. Hey,
give me $100,000.
This is before when he first started, and then they gave him the car. So they're like, okay, look, now you have the car. Now you have $15,000 that can go towards your insurance. And then now you have, you know, more money. Now you can pay for the next year. You can pay for the next year. Because remember, I said he was only making $10.55 an hour, okay. So he couldn't afford to get a new car. Which means if you can't afford to get a new car, you definitely can't afford to pay insurance on it.
Okay, but if someone gives you a car at $10.55, you can afford insurance.
Well, now he's good for a year at least.
He's good for a whole lot more than a year if he budgets that $300,000, right?
Well, but I think that was the
especially
kindness.
If he pays
that was the
a
kindness
year
of people.
In
advice.
Huh?
You said he pays a year in advice.
In advance.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think it was nice because it was the kindness of strangers. That was my whole point to this story was that there are people out there that are still looking to do good. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like when you see that man on the street panhandling. I mean, and I know from your show that I listen to that it's kind of like, you know, some people pick and choose who they give money to. But either way, for me, I think this is still a great story because this man has been doing this forever, just mm-hmm. walking, never been late to work. I mean, come on, you walking 21 miles and you've never been late to work? Come on, that's some shit.
I wonder if every time he leaves his house, the David Banner music starts playing, the little piano riff. Remember the end of the Incredible Hulk when he would just start walking out the town? And then he'd be walking out of Connecticut, and then tomorrow he'd be walking into Los Angeles.
Oh, God.
Was he ever headed anywhere?
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe somebody can help you with that. Or you can go to YouTube. I don't know. I can't remember. But
people, if you know where David Banner was heading, please hit us up at recaptorecap@gmail.com.
Hey, look at you. You know the address. That's cool.
And, yeah. Actually, we will send a very inexpensive gift to the first person that calls the hotline and tells me where David Banner was heading. Matter of fact, you know what? Mm. The top three people.
Oh.
The top three funniest people.
Mm-hmm.
Funny or true. Either one. I'll take either one.
All right.
That tells me where David Banner was heading. We'll get a very inexpensive gift.
Why do you have to say inexpensive? Why can't you just say gift?
I don't want them to think they're going to fucking, like, this is Ellen DeGeneres or something. They're going to get a
man, if they listen to any of our shows, they know goddamn well.
If they listen to any of our shows, they chances are they think they're going to get a can of bull. But that's not what it is.
Anyway, all right, come on, stop playing. So, is there something you wanted to talk about today?
I do.
Do you? What you got to say?
All right. So some of you people know that I have a little daughter. She's the most precious little thing in the world. She is so nice and respectful and pleasant.
She is. I agree with that.
And I worry about her sometimes with her level of niceness and caring and openness to people. But I don't think I care as much as this family from St. Louis. You see, this family from St. Louis, and I'll be honest with you, they got like a real janky ass name.
Uh-oh.
I feel like Marcia Dogwally right now.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Okay, all right.
We're going to call him the F's.
Mr. and Mrs. F.
So look, their son is just such a nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so bothered with their son being so nice that mm-hmm. they said, you know what? We're going to teach this little joker a lesson.
Mm.
So they staged a kidnapping.
Seriously?
They kidnapped their own child.
Hmm.
Yep. They had a friend lower him. Lower? No. lure him into his truck.
If you go to our Facebook page, now you know why we're stumbling.
So once he gets the dude into the truck, like the dude is like he blindfolds him and like,
oh my gosh,
like just scares the fuck out of him, like you'll never see your family again.
Oh no.
Then they take him to his house and put him in the basement.
His house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Now, okay. I mean, I know he's blindfolded.
But here's my thing.
Damn.
Aren't you familiar with the smells in your house?
I mean, come on.
Aren't you familiar with the sounds of your house?
If you're scared, come on.
I feel you. But at some point, something's got to kick in, like, wait a minute.
And how do you know that, like, on the shows, you know, when they, like, kidnap people and they take them to somewhere familiar, they drive, like, 15 different ways and places.
I'm sure that's what they did, but you know, still, once you get there.
Either way.
At some point, your brain's been like, damn, this smells like mom.
You said he was sick. Six?
Yeah.
Come on, man. A six-year-old ain't thinking, wow, this smells like mom. Nah.
So, anyway, yeah. They held him in the basement, tied up and blindfolded for an undisclosed amount of time.
That is horrible.
But wait, there's more.
That's horrible. Oh, okay.
Old auntie came through.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets a little janky for me. I'm, you know, I can dig it, scared straight, the whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she pulled his pants off. And it was like, yeah, we're going to sell you into the... as a sex slave.
Oh no.
Why are you sitting there watching your nephew ass naked?
Wait. Just his pants or his drawers too?
I'm gonna assume. Look at them. Do you think they wear underwear?
I hope so.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm sorry. That's horrible.
Here's the thing. The aunt
horrible.
Got pissed because the little boy didn't resist her.
Hmm?
Like, what was he? What were you doing for him to have resisted? His blindfold, he's tied up. What did you like? Hand job him or something? I mean,
okay.
Sir. I mean, what would you? What were you doing for him to be like? No, stop. What, you know?
Wait, what?
I just want to know what was there to resist. You're tied up. You're blindfolded. Did you touch him? Did you do something for him to say stop? And he didn't.
You know what? I'm going to go with the child was probably...
I'm going to go with you're a sick son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, first of all, you are for just doing that period, okay? But I'm going to go with you're going to traumatize this child, kidnap him, as you say, lure him into the car, kidnap him, blindfolded, tied up.
Did you just make fun of my lure?
Did you say lure?
I said it with a country drawl.
Okay. Either way, I'm saying that kid is fucked up right now. Because now he's going to need some therapy. Even though you were trying to teach him a lesson because he's a super nice, sweet kid. Now you've totally screwed him up. Now he might be a serial killer. Like, we don't even know. Like, what's going to happen to him now?
How about that?
He might kill you in your sleep.
He was.
Just sleep with one eye open, okay?
How about that?
For real.
So anyway, he was soon thereafter released to go upstairs where he got a firm tongue lashing.
Wait, how did the cops and everybody find out about it?
He went to school and told the authorities.
Oh, he told the police.
Mm-hmm. Well, he told someone at school.
And they told the teacher.
And the school informed the police.
God damn.
Yeah. So yeah, his family were arrested.
All of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, dad,
auntie,
grandma.
And helper, friend, and grandma, and all of them.
Ugh.
And he remains in protective custody.
You know, which is a funny thing. It's kind of like, as I always used to say with kids, because they always threaten to call CPS. When you're ready, like, let it be real when you call CPS. And I think this example was real. But when you do, you're going to be the one taken away, not the parents. So, ooh, man, that was a really, ugh kind of story to end on. But all right, we're going to do that anyway. We're going to go take a break and we'll be right back. I might redeem my coupon.
Welcome back to Recap to Recap. It's your man, Big B. Alongside Queenie, bringing the hottest shows and some you should avoid to your attention. It's that part of the show where we recap. And being though we have 21 questions, I have one. Queen.
Yo.
Who are we breaking down today?
All right. Well, the description of this podcast is: comedians Katie and Jaquetta tell you how it is or how it should be. And just a disclaimer, they give both last names, and I did not want to mess them up, so I did not say them. But anyway, so it's Katie and Jaquetta, excuse me. And so this show is called Hey, You Know It. And they are 192 episodes in. The show runs about an hour long, which is awesome. It tapes once a week, and you can find it on Stitcher and iTunes. Okay, craze balls. So, I like this show because they have two segments on. One is called Advice on Advice, and one, how can you not like this title? It's called Penis News. Okay. So, you know what? Let's just go into the first clip and they're going to describe what Penis News is all about.
Speaking of keeping warm, I've got some penis news.
Nice.
Penis News is a segment that I do. Hashtag Penis News, the member on the move, dick updates. Bringing it to you. This is a Serbian TV presenter.
Like member on the move. It's just like a whole pack of penises roaming the countryside, looking for adventure.
Looking for news. Making news.
Making news.
Solving crime. What crime would that be?
Man.
Like, no. If I open the door and see that, I'm like, no.
I'm sorry. I thought that was really funny.
For the record, the crime is, I'm assuming they're talking about what crimes are penises solving. B-A-B's.
Which is?
Bratty ass bitches.
Okay, great.
You solve that shit.
All right.
Shh. Take that.
Okay. So, in the clip actually that they're talking about, this
episode. Don't come for me, Jaquetta. I swear for Lord, don't come for me.
Okay, she won't. Or maybe not. This is episode 189. And this was entitled, This Is My Beautiful Podcast. So, but they go on to describe the reporter that is modeling a penis cozy. And it's, you know, he's just testing it out because he has to. I mean, that's his job. He's a reporter.
Is he?
Hey, it's his job. He's a reporter. And he's on live TV and he's like, hey, this is the cozy. And he just whips it out. Just because, you know, everybody needs to know what he's.
And this is on Serbian TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Live.
Shout out Slashing.
Oh, shout out to my boo. So anyway, so if you want to hear the rest of that story, it's pretty funny. You need to go listen to that episode. So, okay. This clip reminds me why I would actually want to hang out with them, because they're talking about the winter blues and What? They're talking about the winter blues and sometimes what happens when you get the winter blues. Don't eyeball me. Go ahead and just play the clip.
Yeah, many people who feel down also turn to alcohol. Mm-hmm. The alcohol is actually a depressant rather than improving your mood. It makes it worse.
Ain't that a bitch?
Avoiding alcohol when you're already depressed is a good idea.
But hold on, here's the thing, though. We know that alcohol is a depressant, but there's a... It becomes a depressant, but there's a moment where it's just sheer love.
It's just total fun.
Like, you're having a great time. And then that next drink, you're like...
secrets.
Yes.
Laughing.
You love everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
You're witty.
Yeah, you're witty.
Intelligent.
You've lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Then the next drink, you have one more drink, you go in the bathroom, you're like, who am I? What am I doing here? Those people are my friends.
I'm like, who hasn't had a moment like that where you're like, everything is good? Now, mind you, they're talking about different ways to combat the winter blues. And this was one of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, who hasn't had that moment where you're like, everything is great. I'm awesome. You're awesome. Then you have that one more drink and you're like, oh, my God, how did I get here? I hate everybody. You're not as cool as I thought you were. I'm not as cool as I thought I was. I'm just saying.
It almost reminds me of the gentleman last night.
Oh, boy. Do tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, when the alcohol that you drink finally makes its way to your brain, that's when you start having your feelings of, oh, I love you. I love you.
I love you, man.
Love you, love you, love you. That's like the second stage of whatever the correct term is, but being drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, that next drink that puts you over the edge to where you're like, yeah.
You know, and sometimes you think it's really far.
But this dude wanted to swing at police last night.
Ew.
6'7", black male, dreadlocks.
Oh.
Bad move.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Four very good friends of his fought with all of their life to try to get him away.
Oh, no.
To no avail.
So what you're telling me is he's in a cell until Monday.
Well, here's the thing. The one thing said, the alcohol actually saved him in this case.
Really?
Yeah.
So alcohol won this one?
Alcohol didn't win. Alcohol saved him.
Okay.
Yeah, because he blacked out with half of his body on the sidewalk, the other half in the street.
I'm sorry. How tall was he again?
6'7"-ish.
So he was about your height.
We was nose to nose. I'm Slim, I just need you to touch me. Please. I'm begging you. Please. Before the police get here, touch me. Please. I will break you in two even pieces.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't do it.
Well.
He just barked.
You know what? See, that's where you cross that line where it's like, like she said, you're having a great time, a great time. You look good. They look good. You love somebody. Mm-hmm. You love everybody. You're buying people shots. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have that one more drink.
The Lee apology moment. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. You have that one more drink.
I love you.
Okay. One more drink. And the next thing you know, you're trying to fight people. And you're trying to fight somebody bigger than you are. You know, taller than you are. Weighs more than you are, probably. Or maybe even if they don't, you're just trying to fight people, which is not that cool. But anyway, so that clip made me realize, oh, man, I can hang out with them because they are really funny.
If I have one more drink.
Yep, there you go.
I'm going to end up.
All right. So, you know, they also talked about, which is so funny because I wanted to talk about this too. They talked about Dogfish and they're making a Scrapple beer. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't even eat Scrapple, but who hasn't had Scrapple at one point in their life when they didn't even realize they had Scrapple?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to be real honest. And I was going to save this for when we gave the ratings. But when Mr. Quetta was talking about the whole Scrapple ordeal,
mm-hmm.
I braced myself. Because I knew it was going to be what I call the 5%er routine. which is, ew, pork, ew. But you were raised on that shit. You grew up on that shit.
She was real with that.
But hold on, though. In the beginning, she was dismissive of it. But then she came back later and was like, you know, I ain't gonna lie, that was my shit when I was young. But then once I got old and realized what was in it, I chose not to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's really real.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I call it the little 5% routine, because these little half-ass, dim-witted knuckleheads go in jail, learn some half-fake Muslim shit, and now all of a sudden, bacon is the worst thing on the planet. And yesterday, he was feeding for a bacon sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Just instead of just saying, hey, I learned some stuff and I'm choosing not to do it, you act like it's the Antichrist. So, yeah, save that God body shit for somebody else.
Okay.
That's hey, all I'm saying.
I will put it out there. Everything ain't for everybody.
I dig it. It's I won't like, fuck with Scrapple.
It's kind of like, right, Scrapple or Spam.
I have my own reason why I don't fuck with Scrapple. Because I was lied to. I ate it, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was like, I'm not crazy about it, right. But it's not horrible.
Right. Which is, I think, what she was trying to say.
And my boy lied to me.
All of us as kids.
I asked. I said, what is this? He said, it's Scrapple. I said, it's Scrapple. He said, it's the shaving of a pig's foot.
You know?
So off of that, I just didn't want it anymore.
Mm. She gave a really accurate description. It's pretty much rooted to the tuta. That they didn't use for something else.
She gave a pretty generalized description.
Come on,
everyone,
man.
Everyone says it's lips and asshole. It's the leftover parts yesterday.
Well, that's why I said rooted to the tuta, but whatever they didn't use.
I understand.
Which is pretty much those parts you just mentioned. So, anyway. Yeah, so I don't know. I thought that was really funny. So, okay. In this next clip, I kind of felt really bad for laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's... I don't know. This is probably stuff you shouldn't laugh at, but I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Speaking of bundled up, I was walking down the street and a mother and father were pushing their stroller with the baby, who was totally bundled up in a hat and a coat and like a little tiny like zip-up blanket.
It
was so cute.
It was like a caterpillar.
You know, it looked so cute sitting there. And suddenly, as I'm just admiring this little scene coming at me, the baby falls forward and tumbles out of the stroller onto the ground.
A bit young for a suicide attempt.
Like, I gotta see.
What kind of household is that?
Yeah, and so,
how did he get out?
They didn't have the strapping the child in. And the child just moved and it just...
See, here's the thing. And this stroller was probably like $8,000. It was like an SUV and it didn't work.
It was a great stroller. And the parents were like, and they looked at each other like, holy crap.
The failure is them.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't laugh at a kid or a baby or whatever, a toddler falling. But that description, and if you listen to the rest of that episode or what they were talking about, it is hilarious. Because normally you don't laugh at somebody until you find out that they're okay. You're like, oh, you're okay? Everything good? You can stand up? You can do this? You can do... Now I'm going to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when it's like a baby or a toddler, you're like, oh, probably shouldn't laugh. But I ain't gonna lie, when they were telling the story, Katie, I was dying.
I dig it. It was sort of funny to me for a different moment, because just this past Monday I was downtown and I saw a similar scene.
Really?
The baby didn't actually fall out. But the baby was in this sort of cocoonish blanket. It actually looked like, if you can imagine, an UGG boot material.
Oh, no.
Sort of hot pocket.
Okay.
And the baby was in it, in the stroller. And I was like,
an UGG boot hot pocket.
A hot pocket made out of UGG boot material.
Okay.
And that's what the baby was in.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at it, and I was like, but you can't strap the baby in now. So that little hot pocket would slide right. He didn't, or it didn't. I don't know what the hell it was. But it didn't. But I just kept thinking, like, damn, if that motherfucker would have just fell out, that would be disturbing. Because I don't know what's going on in that little baby mind of his, but or hers. But at some point, they're going to realize I'm moving, and I can't stop myself. And here comes the concrete.
First of all, they were probably thinking, I'm hot as shit. I'm hot.
No, that was the day when it was Brick City. What, was it Monday that was Brick City or Tuesday? Mm. Tuesday when it was like 6 degrees.
Oh.
Mm. It was that day.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about Katie's story. That baby was probably like, oh, hell, actually. Katie,
that's all about me. Okay. So, so yeah, this baby was, because my baby was in the hot pocket, the Ugg boot hot pocket, not hers. Okay,
great.
So,
Well, that baby was pretty wrapped up too, so.
Going by her detail, she wasn't as descriptive as I was. But if you want to go with her, fine. Cater to Katie.
Well, just listen to the rest of the story because it's really fun. Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them.
Oh, them.
People that are listening.
I said it was all about me. I'm sorry. I got to get out this.
Allaboutyou.com. Bring it back.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm here.
So, it was funny. And again, I don't like to laugh at babies or toddlers. Actually, or people that hurt themselves. Or maybe where it may look like they're hurting themselves.
Switzerland sound effect.
I don't care. I just don't like it. But anyway, so.
I laugh at the reaction, not what happened.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is it the look around like, oh my God, did anybody see me?
Like when I used to hang with my ex-best friend, like when something would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction like, fuck, that's funny, not what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was
and funny especially when when it happens, like when you react like right in the people's face of like, fuck, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to be here in the studio to see my actions and stuff.
Right.
Oh, they don't have Skype on?
Mm-mm.
Sucks for them.
Not for this show.
It's on. Just take a look. Say hi.
Hi. Anyway, so again, the show is I'm Hey, You Know It. I'm just kidding,
Baylor. Stop trying to call him.
BTG. Hey, You Know It. And you can find them on Stitcher and iTunes.
Stitcher and iTunes.
Mm-hmm. You can find them on Twitter at Hey, You Know It. Or if you want to send them an email, it is heyyouknowit@gmail.com. So we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back with our headphone. You know, what we think about the show. And yeah. We'll let you know.
Cash rules everything around me. Green get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules everything around me. Green get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
This show here, let me first say that the first thing that came to mind when I listened to this show, the first episode that I listened to was, how are these not Queenie's best friends? You guys sound like This sounds like the mysterious book club that I've never met. You know,
book club or brunch club?
Book, brunch.
Two totally different groups.
Mysterious both in their own rights.
I'm just saying. And one, that's because that's your fault.
Whatever it is.
One, you've never been invited. Two, the second group, your fault.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So right, I'm just saying.
Don't try to bail yourself out.
I'm not bailing out shit.
This is what it said. That was my first impression of the show.
Totally could hang out with them. Yep.
You don't have to tell me. Second impression, I was like, you know what? I know exactly what clips Queen's gonna pull. I was just like
you only knew that one.
No, that's bullshit.
You did not know I was going to pull a Let's Draw the Baby clip.
Five clips of which I knew you were going to pick. The only part that you didn't pick, well, not the only one, but one of the ones that you didn't, was when they just had more extensive talk about the whole alcohol stuff in the beginning. So, yeah, I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they went into the, oh, yeah, I love winter because it's cool and I get to wear the clothes and I don't like to be hot. And I was like, oh.
That was only Katie.
I understand that.
Only one of them.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Katie don't like to be hot.
I can dig it. So now we know where the mystery of the embryo that split.
Wow. Okay, great.
We know. Because that's so you. It's like.
Yeah. But I don't like to be hot. What? I'm always hot.
Anti-summer. So, yeah.
I like the summer, but only when I'm at the beach. And there's a cool breeze blowing from the water up to my chair.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Mm-hmm. If they made...
Blacked out.
If they made an AC backpack, would you be first in line?
No. Yes, AC backpack?
Yeah, you would walk around with a fucking AC strap to your back just blowing on you.
No.
Yes, you would.
Nope.
That's so you.
Nope.
Unless you're at the beach, like you said.
That's totally different. But anyway, we digress. Please continue.
You're not going to cut off my train of thought. So, yeah, that was my first impression of the show. Things that I liked about the show. I kind of felt like this is what you would hear. Like, I don't know if you've ever gone into a Starbucks and just kind of looked around and saw all the groups of people sitting at tables having conversations. And if you could just kind of like use your bionic woman hearing to just focus in on one conversation, I just kind of felt like this is what you would kind of hear. Like, you know, two people chilling over a cup of coffee, just kind of rapping over everything that just transpired in the last week or so, what they read and what they came across and what they thought of. It was kind of cool in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't like about the show, and I'll put the disclaimer out, is what I sort of what used to frustrate me in the early episodes of IDS, where it just seemed to me like no one wants to miss an opportunity for their joke.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where in order to get, I have another joke. I got another one. And I will talk over you to get this joke out. I kind of got that feeling. Like sometimes like they'll be going back into a story or an article that I really wanted to listen to. And the other one will be like, hold on, I got one more joke for what we were just talking about. And sort of interrupted and sidetrack a little bit or whatever. So, and I know we do that sometimes too. But as a producer, it's frustrating as fuck when you're trying to pay attention and listen. So, yeah, that's where I was with that. I guess with all that being said, I'm going to give this
3.25. 3.25?
Yes.
Okay.
3.25.
3.25 headphones.
Yes. I could take a little bit. I can take a little bit more broad conversation, and you know, you might tell me go fuck myself and listen to another show if you want that, and that's fine. I could take just I don't know. I guess just some of the angles. I just was kind of like, eh. Didn't totally register with me. And then, again, like I said, coming from the producer point of view, the unwillingness to say I missed an open window for a joke and just let it ride, you know, and just I'm going to get it out at your expense, it kind of throws me a little bit. But that, I mean, that's fine. I mean, they're funny, they're witty, they have their good moments. Time is a little bit off sometimes with some of the jokes. So 3.25.
Okay, cool. Well, I think so. When I was listening to the show, and I've listened to quite a few episodes at this point, and one, I like that their show is under an hour. Like they seem to be sticklers for it being under an hour. You know, they're already almost 200 episodes in, like we are almost 200 episodes in on IDS. So that means, you know, they're doing something and people are actually listening to them, and I like that. And I mean, you know, again, to piggyback on what you were saying, B, it's like I feel like I can actually hang out with them and it would be like a really good time, and not only about drinking, although that would be really cool, but I think it would be, you know, just a really funny, good time hanging out with them.
And I didn't interrupt you, but the cool part about that is not that I kind of want to put myself in the picture, but I can actually see myself there with you and just kind of looking at the three of you like, look, these three crazy chicks are off the hook.
Right. It would be fun.
So, yeah, I think it would be hilarious.
Right.
I really do.
Right.
You know, they're really cool.
Right. And I think for a listener, they can, just like I can, I think they can imagine themselves hanging out with Katie and Jaquetta and having a good conversation and a good time and a good laugh, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, we'll have to side with Katie because, again, I'm always hot. She's always hot. You know, it's just hot outside and you just, you know, whatever, you know.
I wonder if in real life she's as annoying as you are.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Nah, probably not. From the episodes I've listened to, probably not. And, you know, and I just got some really good hearty laughs off this show. Like, so much so. And it's not just because it's two women having a good time hanging out together. Which, I mean, I'm not going to lie, that is a bonus for me. You know, to listen to an all, you know, female podcast or all ladies podcast or whatever you want to call it. You know, that really is awesome to me, right?
Because I was just having... Be careful how you use female, woman, him, her. It seems to be a touchy subject these days.
Well, I think it's an easy description to use.
To the new show. I'm sorry.
Right, yeah. I think it's an easy description to use because, I mean, you can say it's an all-female podcast. You know, it's not like I'm saying all females need to blah, blah. No, it's an all-female, all-woman,
right. Woman
podcast. So I think that's super awesome, too. And I think they mesh very well together, you know. So I actually found myself, I saved it as a favorite, you know. With listening to multiple shows for this podcast and getting ready to do the recap on them. Because, you know, sometimes we recap podcasts and I'm like, oh, that show was cool. Yay for them. But I may not save it as a favorite. But this podcast, you know, comes out every Monday, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I did actually save it as a favorite and I will look for it and I will listen to it. And again, I think a bonus is that it's a, you know, less than an hour kind of show, and they get in, they do what they do, and they get out, you know. So I would give this podcast 4 headphones.
Cool.
Yeah. So again, the podcast, Hey You Know It, you can find it on Twitter at Hey You Know It. You can send an email if you have any feedback for them or if you have any questions for them at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. And again, you can find them on Stitcher and iTunes.
That is the move.
That is the move. So we're going to take a quick break before we get into the popular segment.
Coming up
next. All right, then.
Hey, You Know It.
I like it.
Come listen.
Do it.
Definitely worth the listen.
Love a black man from infinity to infinity. Can I talk my shit again?
This is Terilyn, aka Two Fish Terilyn on Twitter, and I want to know, can I talk my shit? Now, nowadays you can get a lot of options on your car. Moonroof, tinted windows, I don't know, leather interior, navigational system, but there's some things that come standard with the car. One of those, turning signals. That's right, every car has a little indicator light because it's not an option to use them. So for those of you who are not sure about how to use your turn signals, let me give you a quick lesson. There's a proper order to using them. You put your indicator light on, say which way you're going to go, then you slow down, then you turn, or get in whatever lane you're going to get in. What you won't do is these steps out of order, because when you do that, you defeat the purpose. Don't press your brakes, then turn your signal, put your signals on. Don't press your brake, turn signal, get in the lane, whatever. That's not the right order. It's wrong, and you're going to mess around and get hit. While we at it, if you are driving and you need to turn, if there's a turn lane in the middle, get in that. Don't slow down. Don't get over. Slow down in front and then move your little butt over to the turning lane. Or try to make a turn from the left without... You know what? You learn how to use your turn signals. Period. Just learn how to use them. It's not that difficult. Also, when you finally get it down and you're using them, remember to turn them off. Don't drive 30 minutes down the road with your dang on turn signal on. All right. Thank you.
Out of my brain. Oh my gosh, that is so a pet peeve of mine. And I learned when I was taking driver's ed, you have to anticipate what other people are going to do. So I spend my time driving down the road, you know, checking my right, my left, the mirror in the middle. But I also pay attention to people because I'm like, this person is about to get in front of me and they're not going to use a signal. Like, you already know it. And then they do it, and you're like, no, where's your blinker? Where's your signal? So, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to nominate that as one of my favorite, can I talk my shit?
Two things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to understand, especially when it comes to driving, people are puppets. And what I mean by puppets is you actually control the strings.
Okay.
So, here's what you do. If you're driving, right, and you want to get into the right lane, and you see someone sort of behind in that right lane, put your turn signal up, they'll speed up. Make them speed up. As soon as you put your turn signal up, they're going to speed up. You see what I'm saying? So you got to be ready for these people.
Well, I'm always ready for everybody.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I'm just letting you know you have a lot of control over these people that don't use turn signals.
But as Two Fish was saying, I mean, you know, you got to watch because you know, first of all, and then you're like, you're coming in, you get off your exit, and you're driving, and you're like, oh, the person in front of me, they need to get over. And then, like she said, 30 minutes, 30 miles down the road, you're like, oh, wait, what? You still have on your signal, and I don't know what you're doing there. So, okay.
I know.
How old are you? Are you like 100?
But you know, a lot of that is not even, it's sort of leaking from the old people to some of the young people because guess what? When you have your ratchet music playing at 10,000, guess what you can't hear? So you're just fucking driving down the street, bopping your head, being a jackass, and everybody's trying to be patient, letting you turn when you're not going to do it. So
either way, again, that Can I Talk My Shit was up there for me.
It was up there for me for a totally different reason.
Okay. Are you going to share or?
Two-Fish Tara Lynn has a come get it voice.
Doesn't she though?
She, no, seriously, in a different sort of way.
In a respectful type of way.
Fuck all that respectful shit. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. She has the come get it voice that you, whatever you thought was going to happen when you come to get it, you're going to leave on your way to Jared.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? You can have all the worst intentions in the world. Like, yeah, I'm gonna hit this and knock this out and go on about my... But then it's like, I love her.
Right. And can I also add, I mean, side note, she's smart as shit, too.
I can dig it. I peep some of her shit.
She's smart as shit.
But back to allaballeme.com.
Okay. So, all right, but, then. Seriously.
Because I listen to certain things in people's voices.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I listen to is, how am I going to feel when this person is like talking at me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you know, I'm human. I'm a fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to recklessly fuck up, but I'm a fuck up. I'm going to leave my shoes in the middle of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave my socks here or something like that.
Sure.
How am I going to feel when that person says, "Baby, come on, now. I just cleaned the whole living room up. You're going to leave your shoes." How am I going to take that in? And with that voice there. I'm sorry.
Like, okay.
I'm sorry, baby.
I'm gonna take my shoes.
I'm gonna pick them up right now. I'm sorry. As opposed to, this goddamn girl won't shut the fuck. All right, nigga, I just worked two jobs and took my shoes off. Fuck.
You know there are people out there that will be jealous by that.
Ain't nobody be jealous. Who gonna be jealous? Ain't nobody gonna be jealous. She got a come, get it, and while you get it, keep it, voice. I'm putting that out there. Two-Fish, tell him.
He's like, hey, yo.
My God. Can you just record 64 promos? Not for the show. I just need that shit for my iPhone so I can just listen to that shit randomly throughout the day. Just be like, Big B, come on. You can get it. You can finish your day. Come on, Big B. Power through. Big B, if you hurry up, I'm home. I just need random shits. Like, matter of fact, Two-Fish, text them joints to me just periodically throughout the week. I'll fuck around and get a raise. And
he'd be like,
and then move you to the DM.
Okay. Welp.
I'm saying, I'm making that kind of money.
Hey.
Serious.
Two-Fish, you hear him? You hear that, girl?
And if you keep talking to me just right, you fuck around be three fish down.
Three fish? Huh? Three fish swimming in the...
Two fish in the gutter. Two fish in the tadpole. Keep fucking around with me. Watch yourself.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so thank you so much for sending in your Can I Talk My Shit? And if you have a...
But hold on, wait a minute, though, Queen. Because guess what? There's a lot of people listening right now that something just flew over their heads.
What?
Yeah. She's not a podcaster. Oh, you mean us regular people can send in Can I Talk My Shits too?
Yeah.
Yes, motherfuckers.
Okay.
You can be a regular Joe and send it in.
You can be a listener.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we want. That's what we love. That's what we embrace. Mm-hmm. We know the podcasters. We know they can talk. We know what's on their mind. We listen to their shows. We want to listen to you. Mm-hmm. So, Two-Fish Turner, if you want to send another one in next week, you can send that in too.
Honey, you can send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com.
Or in deepshowb@yahoo.com.
Or not.
Or into deep B.
This is RTR for short.
You can send it to my personal shit if you want to.
Oh, you about to have a fight on your hands. You better stop. You better don't.
I'm going to have a fight on my hands.
You better don't.
My only podcast fling flamed out the week after it started. Oh. She showed me no love. She was a podcast love and hip hop situation. So Two Fish, don't even listen to that nonsense spewing from Queen's mouth.
She's gonna be like, and you are, and you're affiliated with.
See what I'm saying?
Either way, if you're out there and you wanna send in a CITMS, you can send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. So, you know, as always, we went, what? Mm-hmm. There's nothing left in there.
The hell there is.
Wait, that's mine or yours?
That's yours.
Oh, okay. If you want to send an email, you can send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com.
If you want to send a voicemail, you can send it to
what?
202.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to go. Mm-hmm.
Well, I could do the whole thing, but...
Do it.
750-1437-1IDS.
Yeah. Yes, they want to hear from you, too.
Negro, please.
Okay.
And if Two Fish Charlene wants to send something, she can send it to 2024...
Nope. You will not do that on air. All right.
You said she's smart.
I think she got. Yeah. I mean, seriously. Like, I'm not going to tell her business, but all I will say is she is smart as shit. Anyway, so that is our show. But before we leave, just want to say, you know, we are really sad with the whole Bobby Christina thing. It's just really, really eerie that it's happening on the heels of the Grammys, which, you know, we all know is when her mom died. And we're going to send up prayers and just be strong out there, people. Send up prayers and blessings and peace and everything you have to her that she pulls through. Because this is going to be a really hard thing for her family to decide what they're going to do. And, you know, come on, girl. I mean, come on. Your mom don't want you to go out like this. We don't want you to go out like this. Pull through, girl. Pull through.
You know, as much as I would love for her to pull through, if she's going to pull through in... I don't know. Maybe I'm selfish for thinking this, but if she's going to pull through in sort of a vegetated state, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know people want to hold on to people as much as they can, but that's so touching. Maybe I shouldn't even have said that. I'm so sad about the situation, and wow, I don't even know what to say. That's as a father of three, I'm. Wow. So, let me just say this. I just hope that this comes to the best conclusion possible for everybody involved. Whatever the family wants, you know, God bless. Let them have what they want if it's God's will. Let's kind of just leave it there. So, yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sharing the show as you do. We greatly appreciate you.
Damn, that's a horrible way to end the show.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, but sometimes it's like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah. Thanks for, you know, just thank you. Just thank you.
Thank all of you, man. You guys have been, like, so great. I know we've been kind of, like, throwing a lot of material at you. New shows, like I said, dropping unexpectedly, like, bird shit. It's just kind of what it is. And we thank you for doing your best to just stay up to par. We know you guys listen to a lot of shows. But we listened to a lot of the stuff that you sent us, and you guys asked for stuff, and we're gonna try our best to give it to you as best as possible. So, yeah. What, 9 shows in a 7-day week? Here it comes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Thank you for listening again. Thank you for sharing, and we appreciate you. Bye.